Hello, welcome back to another night of learning. This is Eli Nyman. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chai Baruch Menzal, Parabas Pinchas, Miriam Liba Basara, Maiden Hashem Avin. We're learning Refuah Shleimah, learning and davening Refuah Shleimah for all those who are sick. We're hoping to have Refuah Shleimah bekarov. We are learning the first class of Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. This week's parsha is Parshas Ekev, and what I decided to do tonight is to rather than the last year where I was doing the Chagim, a little while ago we were doing the Sefer HaChinuch, and so I decided to prepare one of the Simanim. I thought it would be apropos to talk about. I'm pretty sure I've never done this before, and to talk a little bit about one of the particular mitzvahs. So, and for the Sefer HaChinuch, remember the Sefer HaChinuch is modeled after the Rambam, and the big idea of the Chinuch is that he gives reasons for the mitzvahs, and he discusses one of them at length. Mitzvah Tav Lamed Gimel, 433, Mitzvah 433, La'avod Hashem Yisbarach B'tefillah B'chol Yom, to serve Hashem every day in davening. La'avod Hashem Yisbarach, what's the mitzvah? To serve Hashem. Shenemar Osos Avod, you should serve Hashem. V'nechpul Osos HaMitzvah Kama Pa'amim, and this is repeated many times. This phrase is repeated many times in the Chumash. Shenemar V'vayot HaMitzvah Hashem Elokeichem, V'makom Acher Omer Osos Avodu, V'makom Acher Omer Lovdo V'chol Valkem, which I think we say every day. It's constantly saying you should serve, you should serve. What does it mean you should serve? Because of a Rambam, Rambam writes, Alpha Pishon, Mitzvah Zume, Mitzvah Sakhlalos, even though this mitzvah is on the category of the mitzvahs, right? The meaning to serve Hashem is a broad idea, right? Everything we do when we put on tefillin and sit to Shabbos, those are all things that serve Hashem. Kolomer, Shakhlalos, Kol Torah, this encompasses the whole Torah. Kevodos, Sakel, Tichlal, all mitzvahs, because serving Hashem is included in all the mitzvahs. Yesh b'zo kamo came prat. There is a particular detail. Lahu shetzavenu hakel l'spal I love. This is Hashem's commandment to daven tefillah. Ukamo she'amar b'sifri, like it says in the Medrash. Lovto b'chol avachem, you should serve. Ezo hi avodah shevalev, what is work of the heart? Zu tefillah, this is davening. V'mishnaso shel Rabbi Elazar ben Osherabiz. How do you know that the staple of tefillah is in part of the mitzvot? Mehacha, from this pasuk, es Hashem okech atira asosavod. You should fear Hashem and you should serve Him. It was actually in last week's parsha says kind of mishorshe mitzvah, from the root of the mitzvah. That is, why do we have this mitzvah? Particular context, we're going to discuss why do we daven. The mitzvah according to the Rambam is to daven. So why do we daven? Why do we daven? Ma shehikdamti arbei pa'amim. This is what I said many times. Ketolos v'abrachos al b'nei adam kifif u'osam etov u'lavim u'chosher machshavosam. Because all the good and all the brachos, all the good things are on a person like their efforts and according to their abilities, their thoughts. So I don't want to call Shbram Kovitz the Tovosam, the Hedricha, the Flicha, the Mesosav, Haikarshi, Yesku, Vahen. And Hashem wants to give good and to bestow good and for people to be successful. Vildiyom, Gamkin, Ufosach, and Pesach, Bashir Yasigu, called Mishal, Sehim, Latov. And so he told the Bnei Yisrael, he told the Jews how to receive that particular good. And that is to ask Hashem. Because in his Hashem's hand is all the ability and everything that's missing, all the doubt. Because he answers to anybody that calls truthfully, than anybody that is very sincere. Okay, so in short, why do we daven? We daven because Hashem wants to give us a certain good, and the way to do that is to daven. Obviously, the question begs itself, well, then why doesn't Hashem just give it? Not for now. There are many svarim that are written on this, but pashtus, at least, why do we daven according to the chinuch? Very simply, because Hashem wants to give us good. And the way to achieve the good is to daven. It's for this particular trait, Sivam Sheishtamshu Babivakshmimana Tame Kol Sirchem Bukhol Chafetz Libam. They were commanded to ask all the time for their needs and for what they want. Umovana Saga. And besides for what we want, there's a particular merit to stir ourselves and to think of our minds that Hashem wants to bestow good. And his eyes are watching us. And at all times, he can hear our cries. Pasuk in Tehillim, he doesn't sleep. He's not awake. He's constantly watching Bnei Yisrael. In other words, an expression meaning constantly watching Bnei Yisrael. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hashem isn't mortal. Hashem doesn't sleep. And we should establish in our hearts faith. And in his kingdom and in his ability without any type of I'm not sure what pickbook is. And there's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that will stop him as to what he wants. Hashem is in control. Hashem could do anything. So all you gotta do is daven, and Hashem will listen. And part of it is also to instill emuna within ourselves. He continues. The Amnam in one about Torah b'zos hamitzvah kavua sosa. In truth, the deraisa, there's no set time as to when a person should do it. They chen mistapkim. And therefore, the rabbis are in a little bit of a suffix. There's a machokis he's going to quote. Harambam says very clearly in his essay, it's a mitzvah daven every day. Ramban the Ramban, however, latches onto this and he says the Torah did not command us for a particular day, for a particular week, and no particular time. The Talmud Yomer Zechana Levracha, and he says that Tefillah Rabbanan. He always says that Tefillah is Midrabbanan. Rambam Tefillah Deraisa. Ramban it's Derabbanan. So who can stop it? Yomer Hashem Mitzvah Hila Spal Vizok with me. Hakel Baruch Hu Be'ez Sarah. And he says that the mitzvah is to daven and to cry before Hashem at a time of need when things are really bad. Gama Rambam Zechana Levracha Basma Kasal. The Rambam also writes that Shem Inyan Hatfilos Lo Matbe Hatfilah Meretorah. He says there's no number of tefilos and something from the tefilah from the Torah. Ain't tefilah is Makavua by Yom Meretorah. Tefilah is not established. The time for tefilah is not established. Avo Mikol Makom Chiyuah Torah. Who is kind of kill the whole young holders with Slamki call? I'm sure I love you, call it slash and call back Kasha. I can't. Says, nevertheless, the actual chiv itself to daven and to thank Hashem that on his dominion and on his abilities to complete all requests. I can't. That's what the Rambam says. He continues, me, do you know how mitzvah? We have various halachas. Shekhai v'adam espal shosh pa'amim bayom. A person is chayav to daven three times a day. That is, that even though it's machokas Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether tefillah itself is derais, so Rambam, derais, Ramban, derabanan, all hold that the tefillah that we have today in its text, in the way it's set up, is definitely a chiyuv, and I believe even the Rambam says that, like we explained, that even that's derabanan. It's just the concept to daven is derisive, but the text we have is most of it, with the exception of Kriyat Shema, Bismato, possibly Berachas Torah. I believe most of it is considered derabanan. Afal Pikin is definitely some sort of chiyuv, even if it's derabanan. Shacharis bein arbaim b'layel palmachas. You have to daven three times. Shacharis bein arbaim meaning mincha. And Marav, Ein Ashol Tefilos Ve'elu shalosh tefilos k'neged karbonos tiknum. And these tefilos are corresponding to the karbonos. Shebechol yom hayim akrivim ba'mikdash tamei shel shachar tamei shel ben arbayim. Tefilos ha'erev gam kein tiknu k'neged evar ha'olah shel ben arbayim. And that they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash the two tamids in the morning and the afternoon, and at night they would that night they had the leftovers. Shahayu misakoin v'olchin kol laila, that they would burn all night. Whatever was left over, that's what they would burn. Where does the Sefer Chinuch get this from? He writes, it's the Gemara in Brachos. He quoted actually Taf Lamed Amud Aleph, meaning that the tefillos are modeled to a large degree after the karbanos that were in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvnei zelos tefillah shal laila, because of tefillah all the night. He can again in the America karbanos she'ino chola. It corresponds to the karbanos which are not an obligation. She'in the sakala the v'elyon olas harbayim olisam misalekes balayla. Because if it was consumed completely by day, there was nothing at night. That's why the Gemara says that Marv is Rishus. But hold on, just one second. He says eventually, nevertheless, it's the minhag of Jews to daven Marv every night. That is the halacha. So it is discussed within the Gemara. It's going to the Gemara. That's discussed. Maybe it's Rishus. Maybe it's an option. Maybe it's Chola. I'm fairly certain, 99%. Poskim will tell you, I believe it's written Shulchan Aruch, Marev is a Chiyuv. It's just, it's interesting to note that originally there was a Machokas, whether it's Rishus after the Karbanos. Today it is a Chiyuv. It's absolutely a Chiyuv. Yachar Shekabluwa Alam Derechova, and after they accepted upon a Chiyuv, Chayiv Kolecham Yisrael Espal Osa Kolpanim. Every Jew is Chayiv to do this. He has towards the end, a little snippet that I want to focus on, and we'll talk a little bit about tefillah. The Noheges Mitzvah Zoom. Who is chayiv in this mitzvah? The Kol Makom, the Kol Zman, Zecharim, and the Kevos, at all places and all times, males and females. It's very interesting, he notes females. There is a misconception out there that women don't have to daven or something like that, although there are many halachas that discuss it, which is not for now, as to how much and what exceptions are. Chayav to daven. I believe it's from the Rambam. Rambam says women are chayav to daven. Halacha, women are chayav to daven. How much? And do the minyan and this and that. And as opposed to there's a lot of literature. Women have some sort of chayav. Sometimes talk to people. The misconception: oh, women don't have a chayav. Yes, they do. Have some sort of chiyuv, it just may not have the exact same chiyuv as men. They have a chiyuv to daven, absolutely. The overall zeva amal yom, anybody that is over on this and they don't daven at all, pitah says that kedas around this corner of rough. So over on say like the Rambam says tefillos midaraisa. We should start well. Lo kara el Hashem isparach oshio. And somebody who is in pain, he doesn't call to Hashem. Bitol asezek kedas Ramban. So he's sort of paskening like the Rambam and the Ramban. Is bitol anasei the Ramban? We've discussed in the past, I believe. Rasher Weiss talks a little about this as well. Is that according to Ramban, there's no mitzvah to raise in daven. However, if there is a tsar, if there are tsaros, especially on the cloud, there is a mitzvah del raisa to daven, biblical. Ansho gadol me'od, it's a very serious punishment, a very serious avera. Shu chameser, hashkachas Hashem yisparach me'elav. Because it looks like he's turning away from Hashem, meaning it looks like he's turning Hashem. He doesn't realize that this particular tsar, whether it's refuah or parnasa, he's not recognizing that this is from Hashem, then if he understands this is from Hashem, this is what he should be davening. In the last 13 minutes or so, we've discussed tefillah. It really is only a particular snippet. There are many svarim that have been written on it. I believe Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole section on just tefillah. There are many, many svarim, many art scrolls written on it, introductions, commentaries. This is really only a small wanted to show was, according to the Rambam, Tefillah is Midaraisa, Ramban, It's the rights and limited circumstances according to everybody. Definitely a chiyuv to daven. And the idea of davening, like the Sefer Chinuch and others explain, is to recognize that Hashem is the source of all, and and when we daven, that's how we get particular things. I think that it's important to do introspection every once in a while and to focus on our tefillah and to take it seriously. I believe that in the Gemara it says, like, I don't remember who it was, but in the Gemara in Brachas says, like, halavai tefillah kol hayom. I wish I could daven all day. You know, the Nesachus Brachos is filled with it, and sometimes, you know, tefillah gets a little bit of a bad rap, like, oh, we should be learning instead, and there is a mahalik out there. You do have to know as to how much and whatever, but generally speaking, most poskim will tell you should take this tefillah very, very seriously, especially if you're going to be learning. Especially, you should daven for the right staff of Ishmael. If you're a Baal Bas, you should be davening for Parnasa. If it Chas Shalom, you know, someone you respect, you should be davening. Tefillah is something that should be taken very seriously. Many have written on it, and it's important to take it seriously. I figured to designate at least one shiur just to explore a little bit. We barely hit the tip of the iceberg, but a little bit to explore what tefillah is. And this class is constantly davening. We should see good things in our future. So Zohar Naiman, wishing everybody brachas on the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you much. Bye bye.